Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that they just do little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Brothers and sisters,
from white folks to Haitian, but equal, Jamaican.
Brothers and sisters,
our bond nation used it as a reference.
Brothers and sisters,
my dialect is flash.
Brothers and sisters, give love a try. Brothers and sisters,
forever we're still here.
In the dirty basement, by the cluttered corner. We are in the cluttered corner. You already know who it is when you hear that sound and how it's going down. Mr. R-A-A-W with purple dread, blowing in the wind. How you? What you doing there, purple dread? Going down, baby.
Well, I'm just sitting out here looking at the rain falling. It's just raining for no reason. This came out of nowhere.
It's a rainy day. Yes, it's a rainy day in the neighborhood. A rainy day because the flavor is good. We are going to do what we got to do in the call. The calling lines are going to be open 563-999-3050 for my Jamaican speaking people. 563-999-3050. You're 50. You know it go already. Don't know how it go. Bless up. Respect due to the one called. Yes. Silver Fox, I love you, baby. And I say that, I'm going to make sure I play that. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to talk about a few things, man. I come to find out it's some buffoonery going on, and it's not fair. You know, I talked to some of my people in Ohio. You know, and it's crazy because the mayor, I got his name, but I ain't going to throw it out there. Let him be. I don't want him dealing with me on no other level. But you know who you are, brother. And you ain't black. I ain't say brother because of that. You know what I mean? But, you know, the mayor's saying, you know what, people? We will give you XYZ if you take the vaccine. Now, the vaccine is choice of the individual. Do not give me no incentive to take a vaccine if I didn't think about taking it ahead of time. I don't think that's kind of, you know, liberal. That's not fair. You know, let the people choose and do what they want. You know, it's bad enough some jobs, it's like pressuring and making it a requirement, like if you don't take the vaccine, you can't come to work. So now they have $1 million up in the air, and it's going to be like an auction or some kind of craziness. I have the article in front of me. I had the article. Yes, I do. I still have the article in front of me. You know, and his name is Divine. Not Divine, DeWine. Mike DeWine. It says, you know, this is like an auction to see who can win $1 million. And if you're under 18, you can get a scholarship to school. So it says, in a bid to get more Ohioans, I never heard that one, Ohioans vaccinated, Governor Mike DeWine announced a million dollar offer to adults to get at least one COVID-19 shot. Kids under 18 who get the vaccine will enter a lottery to get a scholarship to college. A scholarship to college. That's what they bribing people, Purple Dread. That's like if they went around and said, it ain't 420, but I'll give you an ounce of swinging, you know what I'm saying, a strain for you to take this shot.
I ain't doing it. $1 million scholarship, whatever. I ain't doing it at all. I truly, truly am not. And I don't want it for my kids or nothing. I'm just going to ride out and see how it go. I don't want that vaccine at all.
And he's choosing five people. Ohio wants to make five people millionaires if they are vaccinated. You know, that's just a little bit much, in my opinion.
A little bit? That's much. That's a lot much.
You know, because,
Raw.
But the thing about it, I've heard, and I don't have the statistics, you know, I can't ever say that daggone word, statistics of other places persuading people to take the vaccine by giving them food, you know, and giving them money, like $100 to take the vaccine. Here goes some Dunkin' Donuts to take the vaccine. You want a Wendy's burger to take the vaccine? You know, we got the meats. You want an Arby's burger? What is that? I mean, listen, I don't have nothing against anybody who chooses to take it. If you choose to take it for your own reasons, that's your reasons, and that's what you're dealing with. That's not the issue. That's not my grievance. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the actual, forget the vaccine itself. I'm talking about bribing the poor people that's sitting out there. If you got $5 million to put up to the sky for anybody to win in an auction, well, you know, I don't want to see that Ohio don't have got homeless people. Ohio has people that's starving and they don't have no food. Come on, let's be real. If you're going to be doing that, you got the money to do it. Well, calling lines are open, 563-999-3050. I'm going to get in something. This is to my mentor. Everybody knows, I keep telling everybody, Donald Blackman was a mentor to me. If you never heard of him, Google him, Don Blackman or Donald Blackman. He was a genius, very talented. I had the pleasure of working with him on a commercial and his album. This was the title cut called Listen, which I wrote. And just want you guys to listen. We'll be right back. Call-in lines are open. Let's talk about it. You want to be bribed into taking a vaccine? And if so, what is your bribe? You know, what's your amount? What do you want? You know what I'm saying? We want, you know, $1 million, it sounds good. That's crazy. But, I mean, you know, we'll be right back. Be right back.
Stop what you're doing right now and listen.
feeling like Will. I feel like a prince, I'm feeling myself. I'm loaded with bills, cause I wasn't blessed with no Uncle Phil. Don't know how I feel, I wanted to flex, they told me to chill. I'm making a flip, my life is a flick, now load up the flip.
Yeah. You feeling like me? I feel like a prince that turned to a king. Found me a queen, started a family and got me a team. On top of my dreams, joiner, I know you inspired by me. Like I was inspired by Nelson Mandela, I give him a rose for every endeavor. A shout out to Julius Irving, one of the legends I worship. Muhammad Ali put the work in, he was the champ, the greatest, he earned it. I love that you think that I'm perfect, but I had plenty of mistakes and burdens. My grandmama thought I was worth it, she always guided me when I was searching. I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for her, if it wasn't for her. I wouldn't be Willie, I couldn't be me if there wasn't no Eddie. I wouldn't be Will if I wasn't for Philly. Ain't nothing much that you really can tell me. Willie been cold from Vinny and Jerry. Must have forgot that I really get busy. They done forgot who invented get jiggy, hey. Back before there was streaming sales, way before all the iTunes and the fans had to get CDs still. 60 million records sold, I was on fire, I ain't even need a grill. Did it all with no cuss words, I ain't had to curse just to keep it real. Me and Jazz in the late 80s, writing rhymes, big tapes daily. Fresh Prince makes the babes crazy, rest in peace to James Avery. Even when the streets call me corny, I still ain't never let the hate break me. I just wanted the respect first, I still ain't never letting fame change me. New me, but I'm old school. Big Willie on the Pro Tools, still fresh and I'm so smooth. I still got on my old shoes. I give Jada 1,000 kisses, ain't nothing changed since go-to. Martin Lawrence get a rose too, he a legend and a goat too. Man, I love how you break the rules, pushing limits and you make it cool. Join a Lucas, wasn't made to lose, you a legend in the making too. What a beauty, my life's a movie, I swear I'm only on take two. All my kids turned out great and I know your son gonna be great too. Brick by brick, building a wall that no one could break. Flip by flip, glad I could help so you could be straight. And life's a trip, but who could relate? The legends are gone, but it ain't too late to give them a rose and carry the grace, cause not every hero is wearing a cape.
I'm feeling like Will, I feel like a prince, I'm feeling myself. I'm loaded with bills, cause I wasn't blessed with no Uncle Phil. Don't know how I feel, I wanted to flex, they told me to chill. I'm making a flip, my life is a flick.
I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the burbs or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. With relevant lyrics and a beat that you can groove with. This ain't rap, so don't you dare confuse it to the other noise you hear from the lanes that just abuse it. It's a movement, bigger than rap and all that. It's more than selling crack in the trap and all that. It's more than being black and all that. It's a form of art, but not the type where you act and all that. It's a culture, and no sir, they never will ghost us. But I do see a couple of vultures trying to approach us. They keep telling us that hip-hop's dead due to the lack of real hip-hop heads. Don't believe the hype, the industry's trying to give it another sound. But hip-hop don't stop, it'll always be underground. Listen to the realest, cause the industry's lying. It ain't hip-hop, it's the hip-hop fans that are dying. I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that make you feel good. And I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the burbs or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that make you feel good. Make you feel good. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I ain't selfish, that's why I'm out here rhyming for you. I know a few are tired of seeing a bunch of mimics, all these colorful ass rappers with dances and other gimmicks. Step up your limit. Ever since rap became the new fad, the music turned gay and hip-hop became the new drag. Well, newsflash, Papa got a brand new bag. Yeah, I'm up and coming, but refuse to be the new fag. Too bad. Ever since rap became a broken wrist, I feel like a homophobe that doesn't want to coexist. I punch mine, they slapping their lines with open fists. So how can they say the bitches in the game don't exist? No offense. I mean, no disrespect to the ladies, I do it for y'all, just like the men and the babies. From the ghetto to the burbs or the woods to the real hoods, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. Plus, I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's a movement. Whether on
and don't you worry how a nigga got this paper. We work, I'm on my job while you niggas stay playing. We work, and you be sick if you glimpse at the bank statement. We work, I made enough to take your bitch out on vacation. We work, we work, and 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 we work.
Oh yeah, it's Wavy K. Yeah, I've been working, about to come up in a major way. Bossing up, saucing up, far away from fake. She like it from the back while I eat my frosted flakes. My niggas dabble with the weight like it's protein shakes. You try to save her, all I do is take her out on dates. That's when she told me that she loved me, I'm like, bump your brakes. Please don't get carried away, cause I took you out for crates. Listen what I say, I'm about my paper like a printer. Run into it like a printer. If they hungry, I'ma make sure that I'm out here serving henna. Operate yourself with pride, make your chest out with your chin up. So don't worry about my paper, just no killer is a winner.
And don't you worry how a nigga got this paper. We work, I'm on my job while you niggas stay blank. We work, and she be sick if you glimpse at the bank statement. We work, I made enough to take your bitch out on vacation. We work, we work. And we work, 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 and we work.
Don T, I feel my J-O. Let y'all play, yo, I'm finna finagle a bagel. Put my enemies on a payroll, pay close attention. Out here about to pocket a pension, then some. Double the budget, nigga, triple my income. That's how you win some, never sleep, don't stop cooking. Till everybody eats, then get right back to whipping. You shove up the work, well, keep your ass in the kitchen. I'm fishing for more, another dish in the rock. Two niggas waiting on yours, I'm steady whipping the pot. The chick think I'm Almondy, you put her on to me. Now she on the D, apparently, apparently. I'm like the nigga you ought to be. With the half getting the whole thing, nobody's shorting me. That's why I don't even answer the phone. That's my mama or money calling me.
And don't you worry how a nigga got this paper. We work.
B-S-E.
Show, show.
You.
He said, I don't answer the phone unless it's my mama or money calling me. We work. Shout out to Don P. You know what I'm saying? Spike the punch. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do. You are back at the BSE show with Purple Dread and yours truly, Mr. Raw, Mr. RAAW in the building. And we are having a conversation. If you just joined the convo, me and sisters, we just talking about what I discovered in what I heard about in Ohio, how they bribing the the people there with money for them to take the vaccine, and also the youngins, if you're under 18, they'll give you a scholarship. If you win the pool, you got to be amongst five people that's going to be winning $1 million. $1 million, though? What's the odds of somebody really winning that $1 million? And then when you win the $1 million, you're going to be announced on television that you won the $1 million. We like to announce that Purple Dread, that lives in Timbuktu Avenue, over in Boopalooba Court,
Boulevard.
Next thing you know, Purple Dread going home to Timbuktu Avenue, Boopalooba Court, and there's people like, "Oh, what up, Purple Dread? You know what I'm saying? I heard you won that money, You can't hook a brother up. What's up with that? That's not
good. Hey, Mr. Raw, if I would win to Nobody Can't Find Me Avenue, okay? That's where I would go.
Yeah, listen, man, I'd be so under the radar that you'd be like, yo, where, Mr. Who? I don't know who you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I mix all the accents. First, I'd be like, you want to come here and bother me? Please leave me alone. Leave me alone. And they'd be like, boy, move yourself. I don't know where you're talking about. $1 million? I don't know no $1 million.
Hey, excuse me, my friend. I don't know $1 million. I don't know. Not me. I don't know nothing. I don't know. Is it not me? I live on the 5th floor. It's not me.
And he'd be like, yo, what the hell? Wait a minute. Wasn't you the one to win? I ain't win nothing, bro. I want nothing. Please do not look for me, because now you announce me on television for winning the money, and everybody named Mama's going to come out and try to look for me because I won their money because I got vaccinated. What happened to the people who already got vaccinated? They ain't got a chance to win that money, but they need it. The food banks need
That's
it.
That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I heard that the quality of food that they're giving at the food bank is kind of crazy, but yet they got $5 million to give away. So,
wow.
You know, shout out to my peoples out there in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, you know, and it's cool. You know, like I said, this conversation is not so much about the vaccine. It's about the manipulation and the intimidation for you to take it when it should be the choice of your own, your choice. You got to make the decision on if you want to take it or not, not be judged by anybody, because we're going to be judged later on and not by a human who walks on the planet. You're not my judge. So if I decide to take it for my personal reasons, why I want to take it, that's me. If I decide not to take it for my personal reason and why I don't want to take it, that's me. But now you're going to put money in my face knowing that I might be poverty-stricken and I might be a that I don't have money like that and to have what's the chances? What's the odds? What's the percentage? You know, like one in how much could possibly win that million? Come on. Come on, needle in the haystack. You're going to be trying to find it. That's good. I mean, hey, that's all I can say.
It's real crazy how they're trying to manipulate the people just to get these things done. And they're not even, you know, sure that it works, because I've heard after people got the second dose in certain areas, they either got real sick or they wound up dying after that second dose. So that's making me real hesitant to even think about getting it, because they're not sure what is in it. They didn't get to research it long enough and stuff like that, you know?
But what you see, I also heard otherwise from other people that the people that died had other issues, and it wasn't, they didn't tell, or they didn't tell their doctors or the people who were giving them shots that they were a possible in jeopardy, you know, because if you're going to look at the percentage of who took it and got sick, or who took it and passed, unfortunately, you know. But then when I looked at the numbers of who were already taking it and survived, we're not talking about 100 people dying or getting like that, but we're talking about 4 million already took it and they're good. So it's like six of one, half dozen of another is still sick. So if I say, please, give me six eggs, and be like, all right, well, wait a minute, give me a dozen eggs, a half a dozen, please. All right, six of one, half a dozen of the other is the same thing. So, you know, you can't go by that. You got to really do your research, really weigh your options, really try to look at all and everything. Social media can twist your mind. It can have you like sitting there with the Twilight Zone music in the background. I'm going to download the Twilight Zone music for the next show so that I can play it, and I'll be like, well, do 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 do, and you know, and I'm like, I don't know what to think. So I would rather make my decision on my own without me being bribed and make me feel like, hey, now I'm broke, I'm poor, I don't got that much money, but if I take this chance and take this vaccine, I possibly could win $1 million. Wait a minute, or I could go to school on a scholarship. Why you can't be just giving that scholarship out for the kids that did their thing, that was in school, that never missed a beat, that really got good grades? What is that about? What I mean, I'm trying to.
I don't want to say the C word. I don't want to say the C word, Mr. Raw, but it's all about conspiracy. That's all.
Here we go.
That C word comes into play big time.
Well, listen, conspiracy theory is on Saturdays with me and DJ Sincere. You know what I'm saying? In my Bill Cosby voice. You know what I'm saying? With the putting the conspiracy theory. But I'm not going to let that be, you know. Listen, I've heard ways of both ways, and intimidation is strong. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to jump off to something real quick, and we will be back. The calling lines are open. 563-999-3050. What'd I say, Purple Drag? 563-999-3050. Okay, and call in. And if you want to say something, press that number one button, and I will call you, and you can come on. And wait, oh, somebody got put their hand up. Hold on just a second. We got the 347-533. Thank you for calling the BSE show. Who do we got on the line?
Maddie Matt, where's it at? Good evening.
What's up, girl?
Purple Dread. How y'all doing?
Good.
We good. It's good. It's a rainy day. We can't brag. You know, we usually tell y'all how beautiful it is. And how it's 80 degrees, and y'all is like, all right. Well, we got some rain. I sound like a forecast. You know, we got slightly rain with a little bit of precipitation. And, no, but it's a nice day, and we got a little rain out here. We're here talking about the subject. I told you I corresponded with some of my friends and family out there in Ohio, and they told me, did you hear about this? It's the mayor offering $1 million for five people if they get vaccinated. And if you're under the age of 18, we offering you a scholarship. I mean, what do you think, Manny Mac? What is that?
Well, I didn't hear about this. I know here in New York, the mayor's offering free food and all that, but money? That's kind of crazy.
$1 million, though, five people. Ohio wants to make five people millionaires if they get vaccinated. I'm like, what the, how you doing? And people is not, you know, it's not a joke. You know, I'm going to read it again. In a bid to get more Ohioans vaccinated, Governor Mike DeWine announced a $1 million dollar lottery offer to the adult who gets at least one COVID shot dose. Kids under 18 who get the vaccine will be entered into a lottery to get a scholarship. That goes to show you Mr. Raw can read. So in case y'all was thinking, you know, he can't read, you know, I'm like, to you. But that's crazy. That's crazy. And you know what? I mean, not for nothing. We got to watch how you say and do what you do, because when you have people who are in need, and that's like the floodgates are open. Like,
right.
That's like Black Friday. You know, Black Friday, I remember when I was years ago, Black Friday, you get on that line, you waiting for hours, and when they say that door is open, they bum rush it. That's the definition of bum rush, until, unfortunately, a security guard lost his life because of the fact he got trampled with the strong velocity of people. So let's think about you saying, okay, we offering $1 million. Who's taking the vaccine? Everybody's rushing to take the vaccine, but it's a lot that come with that $1 million. And how do you go about getting that $1 million? You know, it's a lot that is invited with that conversation. It's not just, hey, take the vaccine, you get $1 million. And now you want to involve your kids. So now a whole family might think, I might be lucky enough to get the million, and my daughter be lucky enough to get the scholarship. You mean to think you think some people are not thinking like that? That's not going to come across in their mind? That, hey, maybe two people in one house could actually get the benefits of both things that they're offering, and they're only offering it to five people. How many people do you think is going to take that vaccine in hopes that they could be one of those five people to get that $1 million? Call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050. Press that number one button, and I'll say, bring you on so you can say something. We'll be right back. I got today's poem. Today's poem. Check it out. BSE Show.
COVID-19 shook the world to its core, or kicked up a familiar dust, or coughed up what's been resting in the diaphragm of the United States for centuries. Coronavirus broke headlines as a global pandemic while 2020 was still getting its bearings. You might think, in a time of social distancing, while many of us face an issue that is incapable of discriminating, that we are finally in this together. Yet, there are communities who are more drastically impacted, even by a virus that promises nothing except that it is equally contagious regardless of skin color. Perhaps the virus need not discriminate if the humans it is infecting have created systems that do the discriminating for it. If we are advised that our safest place is inside, then what of the people without an inside? If we must distance from even family, then what of the families who live in no-bedroom apartments stacked on top of each other? If school has moved from classrooms to the kitchen table, then what of the students without kitchen tables?
I had one shift where I saw about 84 patients.
The first 21 days.
Maybe this virus has illuminated an age-old inequity in this country, with mortality rates 6.7 times higher for black people, 4 times higher for indigenous folks, 2.5 times higher for Latinx humans, and 2.6 times higher for Asian and Pacific Islanders. Perhaps now is not the time for answers, but for questions. Like, how might we even the playing field? Where are the gaps and needs? Which humans have access to which healthcare? Who can afford to work from home? Why are essential workers being called heroes but not being paid like heroes? What will happen when they are no longer considered essential? What if we acted in solidarity with our most vulnerable? What if Black and Latinx people didn't comprise 56% of the prison population? What if there was no prison to populate? What if no one was disposable and the virus couldn't recycle itself in the imaginations of the rich? And what if we just stopped for a second to consider all the sickness that existed before, to consider how we might start healing those systems, to consider the color of COVID.
The color of COVID, it wasn't like a rhyming rhyme poetry, but it was kind of deep. It was spoken word. You know, when I look for the week, I try to look for something that is impactful, that when you hear it, it kind of, you know, gives you a message, and it makes you think about, you know, certain things. And, you know, I definitely like bringing that to the table. So we're back, BSE Show, Purple Dread, Mr. Raw. We're talking about bribery, the influence of trying to persuade human beings in order to take the vaccine instead of letting them make their own decision on their own. Because people have to make their own decision, bottom line, no judgment needed from anybody on the outside. And, you know, it's crazy because low-income, poverty-stricken people in neighborhoods, you know, that are not doing as well as others, and you're putting it out there, you know, come take the shot. You gotta take the shot, and you got a shot at getting you got a shot, take the shot, and you got a shot at getting $1 million. That will make anybody, that'll make Ned DeWino from Good Times get over there and stand in line to take the shot. Because now it's like, yo, everybody's looking at the opportunity and the possibility of them being able to get that $1 million. That's crazy. And then if Ohio's doing it and New York's doing food and elsewhere is doing other things, I've got to investigate after the show on who's doing more similar situations that I can correspond with you next Thursday and let you know what I found out that XYZ is doing this and XYZ is doing that. Because, you know, this is just crazy. Now the number of people that were taking the shot has slowed down because it's a big number that's already taken a shot, you know, and people are just now waiting. Everybody is really like in limbo. Limbo is like just floating in the middle saying, I'm going to wait to see the results for two reasons. The results of the outcome of what people are, you know, taking it, or when it's going to be like really more certified, because people are like, oh, it's not FDA approved and this and that. So they're waiting for more certification and more authorization saying the stamp is here. This is it. You can take the vaccine. Then I think more people are going to join in and trying to do it. But then there's some people like, wait, I want to see how this goes. Because certain people, certain towns, certain states are lifting the laws now that you can go on freely and move without wearing a mask. Like I told you, I found out down here there's certain areas I was told that it's no big deal. I know I'm in Miami, northwest, southwest Miami, and we are required to have a mask on to go everywhere, every store, every pharmacy, every gas station. Am I wrong, Purple Dread? Can we go to anywhere without a mask?
Nope, they want you to have it. And the vendors are being strict about it. They're putting signs on the door, mask required, entry without mask, all that.
No service without mask. So they're very serious about it. So my thing is like, you know, if there's an area down here where they're lifting those laws and you can walk freely, and, you know, the thing is, I mean, it's getting to the point where they're saying that it might be an issue for you to actually fly. So you need to have your vaccination card. Let me tell you something about black people. Or not even just black people, poor people, or any people. Somebody is going to have the card, and somebody's going to learn how to duplicate it so they can walk around and get on a plane without taking that vaccine. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, you cannot fly without showing a vaccinated card that you took your vaccine so you could enter the airways. Now, trust and believe. Please believe me. Believe me, please. Somebody is going to be sitting home. Somebody they know has a vaccine card. Let me see that. Looking at it the way it's made. And they're going to duplicate it. They're going to find a way to duplicate it so they can beat the system. There's nothing on this planet that somebody hasn't tried to beat. So that means, yo, I ain't taking the vaccine, but I need that card because I'm about to fly to New York. And you know what? Let me see. Yo, you got the vaccine, right? Yeah, let me see your card, man. You go to the computer over here. They laminated. I laminated cards myself. So they're gonna come up with something gonna be approachable where they can say, hey, you got your vaccine. You can get on. You can board the plane. So it's not gonna be like for long that it's gonna show anybody individuality. Oh, I'm different and I'm separate because I took the vaccine. I got my card to prove it. I got my Band-Aid to prove it, my stamp to prove it. I remember when we used to go to the fair or to certain things and they had the stamp. And we went as far as somebody got stamped and came back out and then try to rub the hand on top of my hand so that I can get the stamp on my hand too and I can walk in without paying. Somebody's going to try to beat the system on every aspect. And then now that you're trying to persuade people with money, and then the number is so high that you're going to get that Black Friday result. You're going to get people piling up. You're going to tell me I got a chance to win $1 million, and when I don't have $1 million right at this point right now, so that sounds kind of good. Oh, my kid can get a scholarship. But wait a minute, my kid is a good grade A student. Why they can't get the scholarship anyway? I got to take the vaccine or and then be in a pool. That doesn't mean it's guaranteed. That don't mean take the vaccine, you get the million, or take the vaccine, you get the scholarship. That means take the vaccine and you're in a pool of a possibility of being able to get it. Take the vaccine, you are in a pool, the possibility to get the million, and only 5 people will be successful. Well, how many people is going to attempt? And that's their game. That's their game plan. Because when they look at it, man, we put that out there, Ohio, and then Columbus, Ohio, and all the different areas in Ohio, they're gonna be like, yo, I want a piece of this pie. $1 million don't come easy. It don't grow on a tree, and it's not given away at the store. And then since last year, and some people didn't get stimulus, and then some people did, and some people get assistance, and some people don't. Some people get disability, and some people don't. So waving $1 million is like that commercial. You got to be quicker than that. You know what I'm saying? You got to move to get that. It's crazy that people are doing that because somebody's going to get hurt or something's going to come out of this. It might even get violent. It might turn into something that they didn't really expect. You know, you're going to be like, you're here thinking, well, everything's going to be all smooth because people are going to respect the guidelines and they're going to come in here in an orderly fashion. Yeah, right. You wave $1 million in front of people who don't have $1 million. What do you think is going to happen? We'll be right back. The call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050. Press that #1 button, and I'll bring you in. You can say something. Let me know what you got going on your side. Shout yourself out. Give me a request. If I got the song, we playing it. If I don't got the song, I'll play the artist. If I don't got the artist, pick a letter in the alphabet, and I'll play a song from that letter. But sometimes this song comes to play because there's nothing left to say.
Now I see what it means to have been blind.
Yes, yes, yes. We're back to the BSE show, the Brother and Sister Experience. We got Mr. Roy as the brother and Purple Dread as the sister, and Purple Dread as the sister and Mr. Roy as the brother. So I'm repping for the brother, but I'm her brother and the sisters. You know, you already understand. Y'all know what it is.
I'm repping for the sister.
Right? Right? You know, you see, you for the sister, I'm for the brother, but then you my sister, then I'm your brother. So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, good, good, good. We got somebody raise their hand. We got 484-424. Yeah, show. Who we got on the line?
What up, this is JP.
JP3.
What's up, respect?
Co-host of the listening room. Listening room, Philly. On Monday.
Philly.
They're going to be making their return this Monday coming. Am I right? Am I saying it right?
Oh, yeah. We coming and kicking the door in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glad to have you back. That short hiatus is all good. Well, what we were talking about here, I don't know if you heard, did you hear that Ohio, they are bribing people with $1 million. In $1 million pool for you to take the vaccine, and if you're under 18, you're going to be able to enter a pool to get a scholarship for college. You know, and I'm like, I mean, not $100, not food, but $1 million. So what do you really think is going to transpire when poor people hear that $1 million is up for grabs if they take the vaccine?
I think the government is making a lot of people sick. That's what I think. I'm trying to make a long story short. Anytime this government gives anything away for free, you got to be careful. So, you know what I mean? These vaccines, you know what? I was listening to KYW, and they tell you straight up that this is an experimental vaccine. They tell you to your face. But people are so pressed because they see all the other false propaganda out there. They're not listening to that this is an experimental vaccine. So you cannot sue the person. First of all, that's a law. You can't sue the vaccine company. Second of all, that you don't know what's in it. So, and third of all, you can catch the virus even if you get it. So what's the point? Because they want to see what's going to happen a little while. They already know it's killing a few people, but they want to see what's going to happen when you know, the masses really get it. And then it's going to be like the Tuskegee experiment. You know, that's the only one people talk about, but there's been millions of them. That's not the only one. Tuskegee experiment is just one of them. Now, COVID is another. I personally ain't getting one. I identify as a recipient of the vaccine. So if that's not enough for people, then I don't know what to do. Because if people can identify as men and they women, and men and women and they men, I should be able to identify as a vaccine recipient. So that's what I'm doing. But I think they're just poisoning. They're poisoning the masses. They don't need people anymore. They got delivery cars with no drivers driving for Domino's right now. So I know they don't need people. I know they don't need people. The grocery stores, every other cash register, there's eight. They don't need people, humans.
No, you said go back to the Domino's, please, because I didn't understand.
Yeah, they have driverless cars delivering pizza.
Driverless cars.
Yeah, you can look it up. You can look it up. I'm Googling.
It's true, Mr. Rock. It's true. I saw a commercial about it.
Thank
they call
you.
It Nero what? Or something like that. It starts with an N.
Thank you. Thank you. What they call it? They call it Nero.
This industrial revolution
does not need him. Oh man, I forgot this.
And then what about these cars? What about them Teslas? They drive without drivers. The Tesla.
Yeah, they killed two people the other day.
What?
The Tesla car killed Yes. That was fresh news. You can Google that now, too. They killed a Tesla car, was driving by itself, and killed two people the other day. They don't need humans. So they're trying to be nice. They're trying to be as humane about it as they can, without just wiping people out. And they want to, but they don't need. That's why they don't care about war. They don't care about disease. This COVID thing out here is really radiation. They're taking up from 4G to 5G. That's what it is. It ain't whatever they're saying is a lie, because people have been putting that out. But now, you know what I mean? But they don't need people. So there's too many of y'all. So if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, they tell you on there how many people they want on the planet. They tell you. But you know what I mean? They tell you that. That's why they don't care. They don't care if niggers get shot. Niggers include if you're from the Caribbean. They don't care because once you step foot on Uncle Sam's porch, you're a nigger. I was married to a Jamaican woman. She said she ain't never been called a nigger till she got down to Virginia, and that white man said, "Nigger, you took my parking space." She ain't even know what to say. She said she's wanted to fight him. I've never been called a nigger. She's from Kingston. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when you get over here, you're a nigger. So they don't need. They definitely don't need us. That's why they flooding. They flooding the borders with all these so-called refugees. They supposedly Mexican, but I think they Muslim. But that's a whole different conversation. But they're giving everybody the shot, and they notice. They said start with the black people. They said low income, but you know what they're talking about. They're talking about black people. Start with the black people. Then you got these dumbass preachers in these churches going along with the government. Yeah, get your vaccine. Telling the old folks, get their vaccine. And I'm sorry for rambling, but y'all let me talk, so I'm talking. So they telling the old folks, get their vaccine. Yeah, why? Because they want to kill the old people first. That's why they just now telling people in Pennsylvania, the teenagers can get, the babies can get it now. Yeah, because y'all starting with the old people and y'all going down the line. Get the old people first, because we definitely don't need them. We don't need my mom hanging around and Nana and Auntie. We don't need none of them. And they got that old school mentality. So these old people don't want men dressed like women walking around. No, they don't. So let's get them out of here, because they're not going to listen to us. They're from World War II and all that Christian generation. They from that. So they don't want none of that. So they switching everything up, and that's what it is. That's really what it is. They're giving out these free, you'll get Dunkin' Donuts if you get this shot. Why? Because we don't need y'all. We're going to poison you, and we don't have enough bombs. We can't just walk up on the streets like in Rwanda and chop you with these machetes or shoot you. So we're just going to sneak it in your food. We're going to sneak it in these vaccines, and we're going to make it mandatory that you have to get this if you want to go to the ball game or to the concert. And after a while, it's going to be, you got to take this microchip, or you can't buy or sell. But that's a whole other conversation too, because everybody on the internet look like telling me most of these pages talking about how the Bible's fake. Oh, okay, we'll see. When you got that chip in your ass, we'll see how fake it is. And I'm done talking for now. I'll just listen for a minute.
Hey, you got the. I tell you, everybody's entitled to a rant. Everybody's entitled to a rant. I mean, I rant, Purple Dread rant, Sincere rant. Even priest rent. So you're entitled to a rent. I just looked up one of the things that you just said really quick. It says there, two killed in driverless Tesla car crash. Officials say no one was driving the vehicle when the car crashed and burst into flames, killing two men. And I mean, that's crazy. Oh, whoa, we got a picture. Oh, there's nothing left of that. So you know, this is getting to be out of hand. It's out crazy. You know, so much is transpiring. It's going on now.
I don't know if you remember. The first person that got that shot on TV was a white nurse. Do you remember what happened to her?
She fainted. Right?
Say that one more time, bro.
She passed out.
Say that one more time. Yes. No, she didn't pass out. She died.
Oh, what?
There's a difference. She died. Now, yeah, the Rasta man say when you pass out, they might be talking about dead. That's what I'm talking about. She ain't passed out like somebody hit her on her jaw. She passed out dead. Yeah, but they ain't tell you that part. They just show you. They just show them white men carrying her off. That lady died, yeah. Man. She ain't passed out. You know what I mean? They lie about this. Liars, man. They lie about every damn thing. They lie about everything. But they trying to poison. Like, come on. Come on, man. Like, the television, the CIA, the television is the biggest weapon that they have. All they got to do is put something on TV and everybody, okay, nah. It's a lie. It's an illusion. It's the biggest illusion out there. It's witchcraft. It's an illusion. It's magic, not witchcraft. It's magic, which I guess is all synonymous, but it's that's what it is. That's what it is. It's an illusion. And they just like the music. The music, you know what I mean? It went from real live instruments, live singing, live everything to a computer. You know what I'm saying? Sun Ra, you know, Sun Ra back in the day, he was telling his musicians, they were talking about how he should tell his musicians, especially the drummers, like, yo, these robots coming for your job. And he was not wrong. And it's the same thing. These robots are taking over in Walmart. They're taking over everywhere. Like, they just look like a cashier. Yeah, it look like a cashier. That's a robot, man. All this stuff. These phones are robots. They're all robots. Artificial intelligence, a.k.a. robots. They're taking over. And this is ground zero for it. You know what I'm saying? But they'll be everywhere soon. The Caribbean ain't far. The Caribbean, Jamaica got nice highways, all that. Like, it ain't too far. Jamaica got all these places. Everybody think it's so down and out. They got malls just like us. They got everything just like America, but you know, they gotta put it big in America, then everybody else will fall in line. Cause for real, if you on this side of Russia, you belong to America. Cause you go ahead and pop off like you want and see what happens. See what happens.
Break it up, bro.
Can you hear me now?
You
hear me now?
You going in and out.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just saying that, yes, I don't know why I'm breaking up, but I was just saying that these robots are taking over. All right, I'm going to call back.
You know why you breaking up, JP? Because you talking the real deal and people don't want
to hear it.
Look, sis, they're in the phone lines.
Sis, as soon as you start talking, now I can hear. I'm clear. I'm back. But my point is, all I'm saying is thanks again for even having these conversations.
I gotta download a bunch of sound effects because that would have took one of those old school wee, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden he was copying, you know what I'm saying? Well, we're gonna go into our segment right now. It's 7 o'clock on the dot.
All right.
We got it's 7:05 and it's time for me to put that instrument. Thought. This instrumental is one of my favorites, and you can go back and check the archive. We had actually had the pleasure of interviewing this producer. His name is Guilty Simpson, Paulo Brown. This one is called One Man. We'll be right back. The call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050. Press that number one button. I get you on there. JP3 is also a producer, so you know what? We're going to start having some of his joints out there so you can hear it too. This one right here, Apollo Brown, One Man. Be right back. BSE Show.
Pull up the tune. Pull up the tune. Pull up the blood clot tune.
We're back. Is it me or is it we're breaking up? Do I sound clear out there, Purple Trent? How I sound? It was sounding like we were breaking up. Did you hear it? Purple Dre?
Yeah, I'm here. He was breaking up. That's because he's speaking the truth. They don't want that man to talk. He's talking real shit.
Soon as JP starts going... Now, you see that, JP, as soon as you start going in, they're giving me difficulty on my show, man. You come in here, man, you better save that for the listening room on Monday on Philly. You know what I'm saying? He come through talking the real. All of a sudden, I'm getting technical difficulties beyond my control. What's up with that, JP? You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch what you say now, bro. You don't want them coming at your doorstep at nighttime with sunglasses on. They be looking for you. Like, oh, we looking for a JP3. Can we find him, please? We don't need no trouble. Calling lines are still open, 563-999-3050. We were having a great conversation with JP3, the co-host of The Listening Room, on Monday, Listening Room Philly, with Priest Alica as the host and JP as the co-host. They will be making their return to the airwaves on Monday from 8, oh, maybe you get me wrong, from 6 to 8, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., check the show out. You're going to get some real good music from Philly and otherwise once you get to the listening room. And then after the listening room on Friday, you got me and DJ Sincere on Saturday with the Dirty Basement University, and we are back with the Go or No, and we've been getting some all right music. I ain't going to lie. We got a couple of all rights, but then we got a couple of, oh, my goodness, what's going on? Don't y'all follow the show. It's called a Go or No. If you got a good song, we give it a go. And if not, we give it a no. If your no can be overrided by you having your music supported by your people, all right? Hold on, we see I got somebody else who raised their hand, 513-300. You are on the line with Mr. Raw and Purple Dread, the BSE show. Who's calling?
Oh, peace and blessings. This is Romeo D. Natty, first time calling, listening.
All right, brother, how you feeling?
Hello there.
I'm maintaining.
How did you hear about the show?
I'm just getting back in the block talk, and I was looking for, I guess, a poetry show. And when I saw the description in there, it kind of caught my attention, so I called in to check it out. But I see this ain't really like a poetry show, though, where people call in, should they?
I have the format, and I love poetry. I do poetry myself, and I invite live poets. If you don't want to do it live, you could email me your poetry. I'll play it for you. If you want to give me something right now, I give you the platform, brother. You can go ahead.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that, sir, Mr. Rock.
No doubt, brother. And then we're going to network and try to get it going because poetry, spoken word, reggae, rap, all of it is all in the same circle. And I love to hear somebody's interpretation of their way of thinking. So, you know, how long you been doing poetry?
I've been writing since I was young, but I guess I've been traveling as a poet, I guess, for maybe the last 10 years. I kind of stopped last 4 years.
You're still young. Stop that. You're still young,
yeah,
man.
Hey, I'm just calling to have these.
Hey, you know how it goes, brother. I mean, if you want to, I'll give you my email address. And you can hit me up on social media. We can network. You can send me some work that you've already done. We can do it anyhow you want to do it, brother. We invite you.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm glad.
I'll share a piece now. I asked Ms. Purple Dreddick if she wanted to share
the piece. Oh, I want to hear it because that voice of yours sounds poetic. So let me hear what you got.
Okay, well, I don't hear it, but thank you anyway. Would you like Sweetest Fruit or Holiday Feast?
I kind of like fruit.
Fruit? Okay, man. Well, I wanted to taste every fruit that God made. I wasn't able to, so I wrote about the sweetest one he ever created. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Peace, I'm going to bless you with the sweetest fruit. You're my tropical treat. Lips looking strawberry, succulent sweet. From the south of France, but they're known for the fine vines. I want to crush your grape till you flow in my hand. You taste so divine. Heavenly honeydew. Sticky juice, so I'm stuck to you, just where I want to be. Your beauty's more rare than the rainforest endangered black rose species. I pollinate you like a Polynesian bumblebee. I love being inside your apple core, looking at you while you look at me. Perfect pineapple. Carefully crafted cantaloupe, juicy wet watermelon, sour in comparison to thee. You, my favorite feast. My tongue tested every point of your slight sparkling star fruit passion. Pomegranate seed pods come out quicker than your coconut milk do. Pure than a purpose plum. Addictive like Bohemian sugarcane rum. Of course I want some. More. White thing I'm here for. Gathering in your gorgeous gardening. Dining on delectable delicacies. How's my redwood growing and hardening? I nibble for your peach tree. You drip like mango puree all over me. Priceless. Like a jewel papaya in a palace in Paris. We, ooh, we. The kiwi made me speak different languages. You have the sweetest savour like exotic Asian from Dugo or Langstead. I hold you to a high esteem. You're worth more than 100 pounds. Victoria the Queen would be wore for a fresh mango stem. I want to squeeze your golden orange sunshine kumquat gleam. Juiciness flowing like a rose and apple. They say it tastes like rose water, but your flows like a stream. Then I dipped in your frozen white sapote ice cream. My moan drowned out by your pleasurable screams. So tasteful, classy, angelic. You must have fell out of God's own heavenly dream. That's my thoughts.
Wow.
Already know. We had some rock folk. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like. I love live poetry. You almost make me want to say nothing, but I'm not going to steal the moment because I like what you was doing. Brother, I think I counted at least 18 to 20 fruits. You were going in.
Okay.
I was playing
the thing. That's what's up. That's what's
up. Yummy, yummy.
He was
fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
I'm diabetic already, bro. But I'm bro. You did the thing, man.
Appreciate that, Playboy.
Let the people know. Please let them know your name, your social media, what you're getting into. Put your name, put your business out there if you choose to. If you don't, I'm not mad at you.
Nah, well, I'm getting back out there. My name is Romeo DiNatti. That's Romeo DiNatti on all social networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm currently working on my poetry book, Elegy and Erotica, at the moment.
That's what it is, Burning Man. Listen, hit me up on Facebook, MISTARAAW, and everything else you'll find. You'll find IG, you'll find my Twitter, my TikTok, mm-hmm. whatever, all of that. Let's go behind the scenes and get you situated for coming through, man. I really appreciate that you came through. And don't be a stranger. Don't let this be the first, and don't let this be the last time. We got something going on throughout the week. We got a show on Friday with my man Priest Alica in the listening room.
Okay.
He plays some of the righteous music, man, I tell you. And on Saturday, we have the Dirty Basement University with me, DJ Sincere. We play music. We judge music. We do it all. And then it comes back. Monday, Priest got another show with my man JP, mm-hmm. Listening Room, Philly, and then he comes back to Thursday. So you got something to listen to four times a week, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, it's a full board.
We're working on some more things, but until that time, man, tell a friend and tell a friend to come through. Then they can spit live, bro. You know what I'm saying? They can get it in. Let them come and do it and appreciate it, man. I had a good time hearing that right there. Maddie Mac, where is that? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Maddie Mac, what you think about that going? Because Maddie Mac is a poet too, but she ain't going to tell nobody. Oh, I just did.
Okay, then. Blessings.
I thought the poetry was very nice. You do good writing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
JP, you still there, JP?
I was loving it. I had some smooth track behind him, man. That's for the ladies right there.
Indeed.
Man, he got the
voice. I heard a
play, boy.
Smooth out track right behind him.
Well, we can make that happen. JP3 is a producer.
That's what I'm telling him. That's what I'm saying, man. You know what I mean?
We dots here on Dirty Basement. We connect the dots over here. I'm a producer also and an artist and all that stuff. We make things. Next thing you know, we're going to have a track with me and you on it with JP3. And we just doing the thing, man. Music is the universal language that we all share. And I tell you that
That's
we
true.
All can relate to on every different level. Some people don't realize how prominent music really is. I don't think I can survive not listening to music a day. I got to listen to it every day. Every single day, I got to listen to some form of music. So it's like, this is where it's at, the BSE show. Man, we just want to play that real good, feel-good music, poetry. I'm about to get into my Jamaican music because, you know, I'm Jamaican. So we got to get into my little Jamaican segment, Jamaican It Clear. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do on the BSE show Thursday. Every Thursday, we try to make sure we have a good time, man. Occupy 2 hours out your day just to make sure that you unwind and have a good time when you're on the line. And did I just rhyme?
Indeed.
I'm messing with you, bro. You remind me of Priest Alica a little bit, the host for the other two shows. He got that smooth thing going on just like you. You know what I'm saying? But we're about to get into this right there. Don't go nowhere. Don't leave. Stay right here, brother. We appreciate what you did. We'll be right back.
In other news, a mysterious epidemic sweeping the city is leaving medical professionals struggling to find the cause. Symptoms include emotional outpourings and a severe need for what can only be described as good loving. This and more coming
up. Tell me something around. Me have it, you have it. I got this feeling inside bubbling over. Don't need no doctor, right? I know I need my lover. You can't resist, no escape. The feeling start creeping up, coming your way. Yeah, I do a thing no matter what they say. You find yourself walking around daydreaming. Roses being red and violet blue. She's
loves me, yes, she loves me not, that's what they do. You can't get a grip, I know you're acting foolish. Look in the mirror and say, what's this? Look like something my girl own. Love can take that, something my girl own. But it's the sweetest sickness, feeling inside bubbling over. You get a feeling in the sky bubbling over. Look like something my girl own. Love can take that. Woman, you fill my prescription. Feel like a new man. You're like my vitamin. You keep my coming. Oh, baby, you're my medicine. When I need to go, never letting you go. And when you love a daddy, I couldn't do a thing about it. No, me no one pushing a pharmacist. No, me just wanted to come and treat me. Me no one a doctor come judge me. No, I'm not one you do. I got no me. Fill me up with all of your good stuff, girl. Fill me up, woman, I'm your patient. And I know it's real the way I feel. No defense.
Thank you.
gotta go. Yeah, yeah, gotta go. I really wanted to take you with me on my little country journey, but you have to understand, oh why, and I sit alone at home and cry, and cry. Alone at home and cry, and cry. Even though you're not here by my side, mm, yeah, truly you're always on my mind. So I just call and sing a lullaby, oh yeah, to comfort your heart so you never cry, yeah, yeah. I really wanted to take you with me on my little country journey, but you have to understand, oh why, and I sit alone at home and cry. I really wanted to take you with me on my little country journey, but you have to understand, oh why, and I sit alone at home and cry, and cry, alone at home and cry, and cry.
Well, 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 tell her not to worry, you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. She should pray for your safety night and day. Yeah, soon back together you'll be again. Woo. I know you both can't wait to see that day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really want it.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Yes, 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 we are back in the building, BSE, BSE show. This is a brother Raw, you know what I'm saying, and Purple Dread, sister Purple Dread over there, you know what I'm saying. And we just had the pleasure of, I lost his name so fast, and we lost him. I was hoping that he called back. The brother gave us a good poetry, wanted to tell him how to be able to go back and listen to the archives so he can hear himself, but lost the connection. I was hoping that he called back, and if you can hear the sound of my voice there, brother, call back so I can get your full information so we can get you back to the archives so you can hear his poetry that he gave us. The fruit. He gave you the fruit, huh, Purple Dread? He gave you the fruit. Would you call that the fruit of your labor? What would you call that?
Man, that was just fruitful, period. Came in like Songs of Solomon from the Bible.
It was very fruitful.
You know how the Songs of Solomon go? All that poetry in the Bible? That sounded smooth, just like that.
Yeah, he reminded me of Priest a little bit. He was real smooth with the talk, man. You got to get him on the line with Priest and get both of them on the top. Boy, we'd be talking smooth all day. Man, it was a good thing. We were talking earlier about, if you just joined the conversation, we were talking because I found out that in the state of Ohio, they are giving a pool, which gives $1 million to 5 people. But here's the sideline. You've got to take the vaccine, at least one shot of the COVID vaccine. Now, I heard about other places giving out food and maybe $100. But this is $1 million, it says. $1 million to 5 lucky people. And then if you're under 18, they're not going to give you the million. But you can get a scholarship, I guess, to the college of your choice. I don't know the full details. I got to investigate that a little bit more. But, you know, we was talking about how that's like, wow, man, the lines for that place is going to be crazy because everybody's – that's lotto. Right? You're playing a lotto right there. You're taking a chance, and, you know, you want to see if you're going to be amongst the one out of the 5 that wins. And – you know, I'm hoping that it doesn't turn into something a little more than what, you know, they bargained for, you know. But, I mean, that's just how, that's the way it goes. it might start a trend, and it might start other states to start doing big purses where you can win, and you know, like bingo. You know, it's gonna be something that might go viral around the world and be trending. Listen, man, that's how it is in social media. Right now, we're gonna give you one of these throwbacks, man. I was watching The Masked Singer, and they unmasked my boy Bobby Brown. He did good. And this is Where Were You When This Came Out. This is the BSE Show. Calling lines are open, 563-999-3050. Press that number one button. If you want to say something, I'll bring you right on the air right when I come back.
Bottle Ronnie. B-S-E
Show, show.
You.
Yeah. We are back in the building, the B-S-E Show. Purple Dread and Mr. Raw is in the building. That was Stevie Wonder, I Love You Too Much. One of my favorite songs.
Mr. Raw, song just reminded me. Remember that show we used to watch, Video Music Box? Would always play videos and stuff. I think that song reminded me of that.
With Ralph McDaniel.
Yeah.
You know something? I'm gonna have to pull the song up, but that same guy, Ralph McDaniels, was the guy who directed a video of a song that I produced for a group named Killzone and called Whack Rappers. I'm going to pull that song up. And Ralph McDaniels was the one who directed that video. I was in North Carolina at the time. I didn't get a chance to come out to New York. I wish I did, man, because I would have wanted to be in that video, man. It was definitely nice to see and to hear my music on a video. You know what I'm saying? It's good. Whack Rappers by Killzone. If check it on YouTube, produced by Mr. Raw. Had a fun time. Those guys are really talented. I'm going to have to dig them up and see what they're dealing with now and maybe make another collaboration. You know how it goes. But we got about, 20 minutes on the dial before they get us out of here. You know, the big guys, you know, big muscular dudes that stand at the door with the sunglasses on. You know, they tip the sunglasses down, looking at me like, you know, you only got 20 minutes, right? And I'm like, I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. I'm going to get up out of here on schedule. I don't want to hear about it later on. Thanks to JP3 for coming through. And the brother that came through and said some poetry, man, I'm telling you, it was good. And if you want to hear it again, go back to the archives. If you're on Facebook, check my page. I posted a link, and you can just click onto that link, and you can listen to the whole entire show all over again. It's Mr. Raw, MISTARAAW. And you check the link. It says the BSE Show. And once you click on it, you listen back to the show and hear that brother. He gave us the sweetest fruit. Poetry. I think this is still him. Is this still you, brother? Are you still there?
Yeah, Playboy. Yeah. I had to unmute myself. Yeah, I had to fall back for a second. Right. Yeah, I came back. I'm on Instagram now, trying to put your information in. Yeah. I ain't been on social media like 9 months.
link over to me, brother. And like I said, you can go back. You can go back to the Facebook archives and check my page and click on the link that, and you can hear yourself, man, and just vibe. And like I said, man, I appreciate you coming through. And if you want to let everybody know one more time who it is in case they was like, oh, who is that brother? Let them know one more time what you got going on, bro.
Well, like I said, my name is Romeo D. Natty. D. Natty is D'NATI. I'm on all social networks, working on my first poetry book at the moment. Romeo D. Natty presents Elegant Erotica.
All right, Romeo, I'm writing that down. Romeo D. Natty. You know what I'm saying, Romeo?
Appreciate that.
I wrote it down already.
Thank you, Miss Purple.
You got fired now. Nothing wrong with that. And Maddie Matt said it was where it's at. Everything sounded good, man. I appreciate you calling through. And like I said, man, chime in with us on Friday and Saturday, because on Saturday we do a thing called Go and Know, where anybody can send their music in all genres. If you want to, you know, anybody sending music in, if you got music, I'm going to tell you the website. I'm going to tell you the email address. It's drty. BSMNTMP3@AOL. I say MP3 because that's what we need in order to format it and bring it in there. So MP3 only.
Okay.
No other things. And what you do, you send your music in and promote it. Tell people you're going to get your music played. We got a panel of people. Random people can call in the number, and just like you called in, they can judge it. And we got some pretty stern judges, so, tell your people to have some thick skin and don't get offended and say we hate it, because nobody on the line is hating.
Right, right.
Most of the people on the line is in the profession or do the profession or listen to the profession. So, we got all kind of things in there. There's no censorship, and there's no favoritism. So it could be major or it could be indie. So it doesn't matter. Check us out on Saturday.
Absolutely.
We got all going on, man. We got magazine. We got coming back with our magazine called Caution. And we go. Our social media is going to be going into the next level once we get past this full demic. Because it's a damn demic. I don't know what to call it. But you know what? In the meantime and in between time, we're going to just settle with it and deal with it at the thing. Now, did you hear the topic at hand, brother? We were talking about the fact that Ohio.
Yeah. I'm in Cincinnati at the. Yeah, it's my city, so. Yeah, when you said I haven't been watching the news, but yeah, that sounds crazy that DeWine would even promote that.
Yeah, because I was like, man, I just had to, wow. That's all I said. I was told by a friend of mine, and I had to investigate it myself before I came and talked about it on the show. And when I seen it in writing, I was like, wow, this is
yeah, but like Miss Purple Dress said, it's the C word. I wasn't going with conspiracy. I was thinking control, but it's all the same rolled up into one.
No, most definitely, man. They want to be able to, the dictatorship, they want to be able to say when, how we go and where we go, it's the ruler, they're trying to make it into something that, lessens our control and heightens their control. So, I don't know. That's why I stick to this music thing, man. To take not pay attention to it because I have to, but to lighten my mind and don't get carried away with it and lose it. Well, right now I'm going to go into my blend of the day because we only got something like 13 minutes left in the show for the day, and I'm going to come right back after this blend right here. I'm dropping a blend from my boy YT1. Be right back. If it works. Come on now, it should work. Okay.
How it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shake this, don't take this. I'm kind of fiendish. You wish that you could. coming to my neighborhood. Many in my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. The brother who'll make you change opinion. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Shelf full guns when they fill up break. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Juan's got eight. Clips I've inserted into my gun so I can take.
Yes, 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 we are back. That was the late, great Guru. Definitely missed that brother, man. He definitely has some bars, man. This is the BSE show. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. We just finished chopping it up with Romeo. And definitely go back to the archive and check out the poetry that he said. You know what I'm saying? It was real smooth, man. I don't know. I'm going to go back just to see if I count how many different fruits that you mentioned, right? Because
one of my, you know, when I do my live shows, that's actually one of the points I make. And we give a little prize if they figure that out. But what's your name on Instagram?
M-I-S-T-A. R-A-A-W.
Okay.
And you'll see me right there, but I'll tell you, I was paying attention. I was listening. You know what I'm saying? I usually go back and check out the show, and I was like, man, he was saying a lot of different fruit, papayas, mangoes, oranges, nectarines. And I was like, apples? Yeah. I said, I like that, brother. Definitely. Appreciate you coming through. If you know anybody else that do poetry, man, tell them come on down here, man. I like to listen to it, man. Every Thursday we do our thing right here. You know, like I said, I got poetry going on. I play my Jamaican segment, my old school, my blends. I love blends. You know, I'm still hip-hop always, man. You're going to bury me in hip-hop. So, you know, this is how we do it over here. Don't be a stranger, bro. Every week, come through. Let me see what you got going on. You might push me to start writing again. I like that. I like when somebody does that because it makes me feel like, hey, you know what? Let me join the crowd and have fun. I like ciphers. I wasn't the type of dude that want to crush people. I always like to bond with somebody and have a good cipher.
Right, right.
Whether it's poetry, whether it's rapping, singing, whatever it is, man, music brings everybody together, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate you.
Yeah.
I definitely get you following us. Check us out throughout the week and let us know what you got going on throughout the whole entire week, man. Salute to you, brother.
I appreciate it. Peace and blessings.
Definitely, brother.
Thanks for coming through, brother. Thanks for coming
through. Absolutely.
Thank
you. Thank you for having me. You on Instagram too, Miss Purple Dreads?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm going to set myself up real soon. You'll hear it in the future shows.
Indeed.
There you go.
I haven't gotten
Purple Dre got the freestyle skills, but we ain't gonna let nobody. Not yet. You know what I'm saying? Not yet. We gonna do it. Not yet.
You gotta keep that on
Purple
the down low.
You want to say anything before we go, Purple Dre?
I just want to say thanks for everybody listening. And Maddie Matt, if you're still there, girl. Keep it good, girl, up there in New York, represent. And JP, always keep it straight, man, because they listening to you, man, because you're talking real stuff. Yes. But Mr. Donati, did I say it right? Donati?
Yeah,
Romeo.
Yes, you did. Yeah, Romeo Donati.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming through and join us again for future shows. And like Mr. Ross said, send in your work. That was excellent what you just did, so I know all the others are going to be just as good. But you
appreciate
keep coming back.
Blessing.
We'll keep coming back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, brother. Now you got me thinking about some poetry over there, brother. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. But on the way out, this is one of my songs. You know, on the way out, I've been playing this for the last month, I'm going to be dropping some new music, y'all. Dropping some new music maybe in a couple of weeks, or less. This one's going out the door, and then I'm going to bring a new offering, you know what I'm saying, to the Dirty Basement. You know how we do it already. I got a couple of things that I'm cooking up. I'm not going to let nobody know the ingredients yet until I know it's cooked and it's simmering and it's ready to be plated. I don't like raw food undercooked in my plate, so I'm not going to give you no raw undercooked food in your plate. So while I'm in the kitchen, let me keep pitching. This is what we do. Every week, BSE show, we thank everybody for coming through, all the area codes. Where are you from, brother? I heard you say Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati, Ohio.
It is, man. 513 area code, man. Thank you for coming through, man. That's what it is. Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm telling you, this the crazy situation going on. I don't know what to say. I hope it doesn't make anything worse with this $1 million because you know how things can get when people don't got money and they see an opportunity, and especially just for something simple as getting a shot. You know, getting a shot, thinking they have a shot at getting $1 million. It would have made more sense to be a little bit less money and say a lot more people would have been coming because they said 500 to 1,000. But you're talking $1 million. And everybody's going to try to make that million. So I hope nothing bad comes from it. But we're getting up out the door. And everybody, man, peace and blessings. Be safe. The BSE show will be here next week, Thursday. Check the timeline. And we're going to do it like this. We get you.
You, girl. Wow. You looking good. I just can't wait.
I can't wait to get at ya.
At ya.
I can't wait to get at ya.
At ya.
Let me paint you a picture.
Picture.
I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya.
At ya.
I can't wait to get at ya.
At ya.
I'ma paint you a picture.
Picture.
I can't wait to get with ya.
True.
You can see it when you're looking in my eyes. The way I'm looking at your thighs. No, I'm not one of those guys to waste your time. No, it's not part of the plan. Not trying to be a man. Well, maybe just a fan. And let it grow slow. Don't get it confused. You have nothing to lose. Only when you snooze. If that's what you choose, let me tell you the news. It is what it is.
True.
Go hard or go home, leave well enough alone. I'ma set the tone and I'ma make you moan like you was home alone. Cause I'ma give you a bit. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. Tell me really what you wanna have done. Come on girl, we'll have fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Let us two become one. Act like you know. Oh, there's a need for you to start to be shy. Especially when you're so damn fly. Please don't let this time pass us by. Cause I'm ready to go for broke. Ain't no shame on my game. Mama do what I claim. Show you I'm no lame. Raw's one and the same. There'll be no one to blame when you're calling my name.
Raw.
So let's see what you got, cause I'ma hit the spot. This is the last drop, I want you to make it pop. Till I pay you stop, girl, that's my aim.
Real talk.
I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, true.
Girl, let me get at ya. Once I get ya, then I got ya. I'ma try my best to break you off something proper. And like an opera, I'ma make you all a note. With the time on the boat, I'm on your body like a coat. No, I'm not trying to gloat. I'm gonna show a move. Do what I gotta do just to get you in the mood. I'm gonna make you ooze till I burn out your fuse. Tell me, how can I lose with the method that I choose? You know there's no rules, there is a safe word. If you can't take it no more, you can scream out a bird. And then I halt. I understand, it's my fault.
I don't want you thinking of some type of assault. I take it easy to make you feel good, believe me. Until you want to return the favor and tease me, squeeze me, and hold me tight. You feel me? You got my undivided attention.
I can't wait to get at you. I can't wait to get at you. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, ooh, can't wait to get at ya, I can't wait to get at ya, I'ma paint you a picture, I can't wait to get with ya, true.
B-S-E
show, show,
you,
B-S-E
show, show,
you,
B-S-E
show, show,
you.